From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 10th, 2019. This week, we focus on a type of structure that's found in over 2,900 water locations in Virginia, and that was the subject of a recent nationwide Safety Awareness Day. Have a listen for about 15 seconds to three mystery sounds, and see if you can guess this kind of structure. If you guessed dams, you're right. You heard water at the Little River Dam and Hydropower Station near Radford, the Philpott Reservoir and Hydropower Dam on the Franklin County-Henry County border, and the dam creating the Virginia Tech Duck Pond in Blacksburg. Since colonial times in the United States, dams have been built on small streams and large rivers for many purposes, including operating grist mills, supplying various kinds of industries, developing transportation canals, generating hydroelectric power, creating reservoirs for water supply, power plant cooling water, flood control, or recreation, and making ponds for agriculture. The sounds you heard are from three of Virginia's over 2,900 regulated dams, the majority of which are privately owned. Virginia's dams, in turn, are part of the over 90,000 dams nationwide, including about 20,000 unregulated dams, according to the 2018 inventory by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps inventory states that the average age of the nation's dams is 56 years. Regulated dams are rated as presenting high, significant, or low human or economic hazard in the event of a failure. Each classification requires a specified frequency of inspection. Over 15,000 dams nationwide are rated as high hazard, and over 11,000 as significant hazard, according to the Association of State Dam Safety Officials. Note that those ratings are of potential risk from a dam's failure, not the structural integrity or condition of a dam. Safety at the nation's dams is the focus of National Dam Safety Awareness Day, held each May 31st and coordinated by the Dam Safety Officials Association. It's held in memory of the disastrous South Fork Dam failure in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, on May 31, 1881, the worst dam failure in the country's history. The purpose of the day is to encourage proper oversight of dams, including adequate investment in dam inspection and maintenance. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's Dam Safety Awareness Day proclamation for 2019 states that all owners, government officials, first responders, emergency management personnel, downstream residents, and citizens should be aware of the importance of dam safety and the need to properly maintain and operate dams. For more information on dam safety in the Commonwealth, visit the Dam Safety and Floodplains link at the Department of Conservation and Recreation's website, www.dcr.virginia.gov. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.